The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday. It's April the 4th, and I've got two of my really good friends with us today, Kathy Barton and Dave Pera.
Hi, Paul.
Pleasure to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, coming all the way in from Boonville, getting up at the break of dawn.
Yeah, sunrise is getting later, though.
It is. No, you mean it's getting earlier. We're going
That's
into the spring.
Right. Later. It's getting later.
Tomorrow's a big day.
No, it is.
Tomorrow's
later,
a big day. You're right. You're just so wrapped up in the Big Money Folk Festival.
That's right. That's right.
April the 5th and 6th,
yes.
Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. This is really a big event, isn't it? Tell us about the Big Money Folk Festival.
Well, it's like Paul, it's like a big wedding. You know, you work for months getting everything, and you think about it, and every little detail, and then somewhere in the middle of Saturday evening, I go, this thing's about over in 2 hours, and where did it all go? But it's a fun time.
It's also like just a big party. It's really fun.
It's like a big party. Mm-hmm. We have concerts Friday evening and Saturday evening in historic Thespian Hall, which is just one of the best places to be, to play or to listen. And we have workshops during the day. It's all right downtown in the middle of Boonville.
Right.
And we enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, you two will both be performing.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to because, Paul, none of the musicians are here on this day. So we have to be performing so we can come here and do this show.
Because
none of us have come.
Right.
Yeah.
So who are some of the performers that you have?
Well, we have a group called Weaver Mania, which is like a tribute band to the Weavers, mm-hmm. Which included Pete Seeger and
gave us such great songs like Good Night, Irene,
Good Night,
yeah,
Irene.
Yeah.
Weem Away, and all those
wonderful
great songs.
Group, which includes some great musicians from Chicago, a lovely singer, Ann Hills, who just sings beautifully, writes wonderful songs. We've been wanting to have her for years. We have this duet called Notorious. This woman, Eden McAdam Sommer, is a violinist fiddler of world class.
So, I mean, you've got talent galore.
Tremendous talent.
Talent galore, and Kathy Barton and Dave Pera are part of that.
We let ourselves on stage.
Yes, all right. And you are going to do a tune for us right now called...
It's called The Singer's Request.
All right.
It's by a man named Nick Jones.
So here's Kathy and Dave.
Thank you.
From the Big Money, tomorrow and Saturday, Singer's Request.
See the ending through, then we'll turn and
say to you, dark the night and long till day, do not bid us further stray. Dark the night and long till day, do not bid us further stray. Dark the night and long till day, do not bid us further stray. Dark the night and long till day, do not bid us further stray.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks. How old is that song?
Oh, I don't know that 20 it's... or so years, maybe.
Oh, I thought it was much older than that.
Well, it's the kind of those are the kind of contemporary songs we like, the ones that sound like they're old or draw from older images
sort of.
Or older themes or motifs.
Right. Will this be one of the tunes that you perform at
Big Money? I don't know.
So you don't know what you're going to do.
We don't decide that.
Are we supposed
that
to take requests?
the one thing, though, you know, we were there last year, and I remember how casual all of this is.
It is.
Up on stage, it reminded me of the old Grand Ole Opry.
Wasn't that nice?
But it is, you know.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And you know, actually, the new Grand Ole Opry still has an informal.
It's still that...
we were there not too long ago, and we saw a show, and I was amazed to see people still walking around, and it's still informal.
Well, watching the Big Muddy is what it reminded me of.
Oh, great.
Our local version of the Grand Ole Opry here.
Well, that's
but
good.
Folk
that's
music.
Good.
Folk music.
We're pretty casual people, Paul.
Well, yes, you are.
yeah,
you are. So how can people get tickets?
Well, at this point, you really have to call the office, 660-882-7977,
okay.
And reserve some tickets. You could probably show up there. We haven't sold completely out in a few years, but, you know, you could call or you could probably show up if you want. But it's better
660
to
call. 660-882-7977. Okay, remember, put on the 660 because otherwise you're going to get somebody at the university.
That's right.
All right. So Kathy Barton, Dave Pera, the Big Muddy Folk Festival, tomorrow and Saturday.
That's
Would you play
right.
out for
sure.
us now? Okay. We're out of time for today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyten. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you Monday. And don't forget we'll see you tomorrow. The Folk Festival also tomorrow and Saturday in Boonville.